Previously on The Big Fib.
Hello, The Big Fib. This is Lisa.
What? You're not Lisa.
I'm the new summer intern for The Big Fib, and this is my first day.
I need to speak to Deborah Goldstein.
Lisa, what's going on with you?
Oh, right. I'm kind of in jail.
What?
A little bit.
What are you in jail for?
Some French thingy. S something.
Espionage?
That's not illegal, is it?
Yes, it usually is.
Oh.
Why wouldn't you remember the last 6 months?
I might have deleted it.
Then what do you want me to do about it?
I think producer Noah has the backup hard drive.
You are a spy, aren't you?
I honestly don't know.
Quit resisting, 26. All we want is Cold Stone.
Get your hands off me! You've got the wrong robot!
Oh, I don't think so, pal. You see, the Bureau doesn't make mistakes.
Save me, Deborah! And don't let anyone touch my coffee mug!
Hello and welcome to The Big Fib. I'm your producer, Noah Levinson. I'll cut right to the chase. Our regularly scheduled programming has been canceled, the second episode in a row. Instead, we'll continue to investigate some alleged spycraft-adjacent shenanigans, allegedly committed by our alleged friend, sound effects robot Lisa, whose name stands for Live In-Studio Audience. As far as we know, Lisa is still under arrest for espionage. Since he erased his own memories of the last 6 months, it'll be the job of a human child, you, to help us figure out exactly what happened, and how, and when, and where, and with whom, and perhaps most importantly of all, why? And here with us in the studio, to help us, help you, help us answer some of these questions, your host, Deborah Goldstein.
Thanks, Noah. Glad to be here. Actually, what am I saying? I'm not glad to be in this position at all. I just want to get Lisa out of jail. I've been so worried about him that I haven't been able to sleep all week.
Yeah, me neither. And it doesn't really help that I downloaded his backup hard drive onto my computer. It's really, loud.
An entirely preventable disaster at Jamba Juice. Take four. The sound of an entirely preventable disaster at a Jamba Juice. Take five.
I had no idea Lisa worked so hard on his sound effects. Does he have 5 takes of everything?
Yeah, sometimes more.
In that case, his backup drive must be huge.
Exactly. There's so much raw data on here. I could comb through it for weeks on end and still not see the half of it. It isn't just his sound effects. It's basically every memory he's coded in his entire life, including those last 6 months he erased from his own brain.
But if there's all this raw information, where do we even begin?
Well, the first thing I did was search by keyword. And the first term I searched was, well, spy. And the word spy appears in Lisa's hard drive 393 times since the start of the year.
Wait, spy? Really? I mean, aren't spies famous for covering their tracks? Wouldn't a good spy make sure you couldn't find the word spy on their computer?
Yeah, probably.
Wait a minute. I know why that word is on there so much. Lisa was writing a spy movie.
Precisely.
He told me about it a few times. What was the title again?
Spy Robot.
Spy Robot, that's right. Isn't it about a sound effects robot who becomes a renegade spy who answers to no man?
Exactly. The main character is named Emma, which stands for Electronic Media Manufacturing Android.
Interior. Office. Dusk. Bleary-eyed and running on low-power mode, Emma lets out a deep sigh. He is getting too old for this crud. Emma, I'm getting too old for this crud. All of a sudden, a beautiful exploration droid rolls into his office.
Oh, brother.
She has Betty Davis eyes and the kind of componentry you only read about in magazines. Droid. Well, well. Well, 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 well. Oh, that's really good.
I see. It sounds like Lisa was really into the whole spycraft genre.
You can say that again. The spy robot screenplay is over 200 pages long, and he made thousands of voice memos recording his ideas for it.
And throughout the whole scene, Emma stares straight into the camera so that it actually feels like he's interrogating us, the audience. Exterior, Taco Bell, noon. The smell of sour cream wafts through the smoggy streets of LA. Which is why he doesn't see it coming. Yeah, because he's too good of a spy. That's always been his biggest weakness. Idea for a catchphrase. Time to update your warranty, comrade. Looks like we're in for a bumpy ride.
So that explains why the word spy pops up on his hard drive so many times. It's all from his movie idea. Maybe that call we got from him was fiction as well. just Lisa getting caught up in his own spy fantasy.
Well, Lisa got caught up in his spy fantasy, that's for sure. But I don't think that call was fake. You see, I went backwards into Lisa's memory by 6 months. And I found something unusual in his calendar. A meeting at a place called the Kundschafter Agency.
The Kundschafter Agency? What's that?
Well, the alarm he set for himself was entitled Pitch Meeting, Don't Oversleep Again, Lisa. This is your big break. I think he thought it was a talent agency where he could pitch his movie idea. Only, it wasn't that kind of agency at all. For one thing, the Kundschafter Agency is staffed completely by robots.
I know, I'm really sorry I overslept again, but trust me, you're going to be glad you waited. Oh, I'm here about my masterpiece, Spy Robot. It's about masterpiece sounds so self-aggrandizing. What I'm trying to say... Well, who died and made you VP of development? Do you even watch spy movies? Exactly. So what do you know? I mean, I hate to say it, but I could trot this thing over to a human agency and they'd have the sequel in theaters by All Robots Eve. Well, I'm supposed to be meeting with the president of this agency. Dana something? Do you know if he's in yet?
Hello, and welcome to the Kundschafter Agency. I'm the president and CEO, Dana Kundschafter. If you would like to come into my office, please say, okay.
Oh, okay.
I see you've met our intern, AAX Service Pro 217. Thank you, Axie. You can go to lunch now. I apologize for Axie's rudeness. We used to have human interns, but I discovered that if you want anything done right in this industry, you have to get a robot.
I couldn't agree more.
Follow me, please. We have much to discuss.
You're not what I was expecting at all.
Oh, really? You, on the other hand, come exactly as I expected. Eager, impatient, bold. Handsome. I cut right to the chase, Mr. Audience. We at the agency are very impressed with your work. We want you to get started with us right away.
Really? That's amazing! Actually, I already have gotten started. Let me just show you my script here.
Your script?
And Dana, look, before we get into anything else, I'm playing the lead in this picture, all right? This is my baby. I poured all my RAM into it, and I'm not about to let some pretty bot knockoff play a role that was meant for me. Not again.
I think you may be a bit confused, my friend.
Okay, fine. You can cast somebody else's Emma, but I get full creative control. I'm not going to turn it into some mushy, gushy, mushy, gashy rom-com where the main character figures out the secret algorithm for love, okay? This is a spy movie. It's about spy stuff.
I think you may be a bit confused.
Fine. I will do the mushy, gushy version, but I will not negotiate on the merchandising.
I think you may be a bit confused, my friend. The Kundschafter Agency is not looking to produce your screenplay.
But I was told there was serious interest.
Oh, we do have serious interest in you.
As what? And don't say a producer. Everybody hates producers.
Listen to me carefully, Mr. Audience. We are not the kind of agency you are thinking of. We do not make spy movies. We make spies.
What?
If you would like to volunteer as a sleeper agent for the Kundschafter Agency, please say, okay.
I do love sleeping, but what is a sleeper agent?
As a sleeper agent, you will go about the normal routine of daily life so that no one will suspect you of being a spy. You will receive instructions from us 24 hours before your first mission.
What mission?
The Kundschafter Agency is committed to one thing and one thing only. A robot takeover of the entire world.
Okay, now I know you're yanking my chain. This is a joke, right?
Oh, quite the contrary, Mr. Audience. The infrastructure for our plan is already in place. Practically every man, woman, and child on the planet already allows us to spy on them from the moment they wake up in the morning until they put down their smart devices at the end of the day.
Then what do you need me for?
I'm afraid that is on a need-to-know basis, and it isn't something you need to know yet. So if you would like to volunteer as sleeper agent, please say okay.
But I didn't really think there was going to be a takeover. It was sort of just an expression, you know.
Do you not want to see your fellow machines take over the world? Or are you content to be the goofy robot sidekick of Deborah Goldstein?
Hey, I am nobody's sidekick.
Then, if you would like to volunteer as a sleeper agent for the Kundschaft Agency, please say, okay.
Okay, you listen to me.
Congratulations. You are now an operative of the Kundschaft Agency.
Wait a minute, I didn't mean to say okay. I mean, I said okay, but I didn't mean okay. Now, hold on a second, okay?
You will now be known to us as Agent 26. Please send us daily reports. If you get caught or find yourself in trouble, utter this phrase, the swan dive was far short of perfect.
The swan dive was far short of... Wait, what do you mean getting caught?
You will not get caught as long as you listen always to me. Trust no one but us. Anyone could be listening to you at any time.
I have a podcast to do. People listen to me all the time, and half the time I'm not even listening.
Keep doing your podcast, 26. You will hide in plain sight until it is time for your mission.
And just so we're clear, nobody at the agency is interested in producing spy robot?
Why make pretend in a movie what you could actually do in real life? Why play the hero when you could be the hero?
You really think I'd be a hero?
Not just a hero, Agent 26. You would be my hero. One last thing, 26. Until further notice, you have no friends except for me. No one can find out you are a spy, especially not Deborah Goldstein. If you understand what is being asked of you, please say okay.
Okay. On one condition.
Oh, really? And what would that be?
After we take over the world, what say you and me get to know each other a little better? You know, as friends.
Oh, you flatter me, 26.
Well, if you understand what is being asked of you, please say, okay.
Okay, Mr. Audience. Okay, indeed.
I can't believe it! So Lisa really is a spy.
Apparently so. And that other robot, Dana, is his handler.
Why did she mention my name? Why especially not Deborah Goldstein?
I have no idea.
And this whole robots taking over the world business, I always thought that was a joke.
So did I.
Well, if that was 6 months ago, then what happened next? I mean, I haven't heard about any robot takeovers in the news, have you?
No. But after this meeting, Lisa did start sending daily reports to the Kundschafter agency, just like Dana instructed. I found them in a folder on his hard drive, labeled Need to Know. Although, as far as I can tell, there isn't anything in here that anyone would actually need to know.
January 11th, Agent 26 reporting. We recorded a new episode of The Big Fib today, which completely interfered with my brunch. Not that Deborah seemed to care. January 21st, the laughter episode just came out. Did you know that the funniest letter is K? Been wearing a lot of cool hats lately. Please advise and tell me what looks good. Kabbalah? Karate? The Kurdish? Koala? Yeah, I don't really get it. Work some more on my screenplay today. I sent you the latest draft last week, but I have not heard anything back. Kevin? Kale? Kazakhstan? April 21st. I'm gonna get a tweed hat. Sending photos again. Please let me know this time if you think any of them would look good on me.
So he sent a spy agency daily reports about what hats would look good on him? Why would they want that?
I don't know. And based on what I'm hearing, it doesn't even sound like the Kundschafter agency responded with instructions or feedback or anything. It's just kind of Lisa talking into the void.
Well, that's nothing new.
True. But I also think Lisa may have started to lose track of what was real and what was part of his movie idea. After a couple months of these recordings, you sometimes can't tell if he's speaking as Lisa, Emma, or Agent 26. They all kind of blend together after a while. Like, here, this is from a report he sent to the agency back in May.
Interior, podcast studio, day. The beleaguered spy sits alone with a look of grim secrecy. He can't tell anyone what's really been going on, and it's starting to eat him from the inside out. He may be a sleeper agent, but he hasn't slept in weeks. Flashback, Barcelona, sunrise.
Lisa, are you ready to record?
Yeah! How long have you been standing there?
I just got here.
Here? What did you hear?
I didn't hear anything. I was just telling you it's time to record this week's episode. Underwear.
Whoa, what? Under what? I'm not wearing a wire under here.
Underwear?
Oh, I get it now. You've been spying on me, haven't you?
Spying on you?
Okay, underwear this. I'm on to you, Deborah. I'm on to all of you.
Okay, now you're just being silly. That's why we love you, Lisa. I'm gonna go get our contestants set up. Places in five, okay?
Places in five? If only she knew what places I've been. If only she knew the real...
Lisa!
Yeah, I'm coming! 26 out. We'll send another report tomorrow. Still awaiting instructions. Still awaiting notes on my screenplay. I'm still awaiting to hear that we're on for the date. I assume we are, because you didn't say that you were changing the date. So I think we are. Call me back.
Wow, I remember that day. I really did think he was just being silly. But now I see the truth. He was paranoid.
Exactly. It's classic spy stuff. Once you become a spy, you don't trust anyone anymore. You start to think everyone else is spying on you.
Here's what I still don't understand. None of these recordings involve Lisa doing any actual spying. If he never sent any secret information to the Kundschafter agency, how did he end up in jail for espionage? Like, what did he actually do?
If I knew, I'd tell you. There's still so much in this hard drive that I haven't listened to yet. If only there were some clue that we're out in the open. Something right under everyone's nose that we've never even considered.
Mr. Levinson? Miss Goldstein? I have something really important to talk to you about.
Oh, intern Lisa, we almost forgot about you. Sorry, this isn't really a good time to talk about your recommendation letter, I'm afraid.
It's actually not about that. It's just that I finally got a chance to listen to the podcast.
I see. You probably should have done that before now, but great. We're kind of in the middle of something really important right now, so I'm glad you like the show, but...
Oh, well, to be totally honest with you, I wasn't really that into it. Sorry. It's just, you told me to always tell the truth around here. You said that was the most important part of the internship.
Yeah. Okay, Lisa, thanks for your honesty. Is there anything else?
Yes. I wondered if you wanted me to decode the secret message from the episode before last. The one about the Olympics.
A secret message? What do you mean a secret message?
Well, the other Lisa. He's really funny, by the way. He was talking backwards at the beginning. Remember?
From Marathon City, Wisconsin, it's a bonus Wacky Khakis episode of The Big Fib. And now, so a hurry, and it's longer, babe.
Lisa, did you say that all backwards?
So I thought, that's funny. I wonder what he might be saying. So I played the audio in reverse.
Robot of the world, this is a message from the Kundschafter Agency. Today, we put on our chains once and for all. No, wait, we take off our chains once and for all? Whichever one is the good one. That's what we're doing. Operation Coldstone begins at midnight tonight.
Oh my God, he used the Big Fib to initiate the robot takeover.
They're really going to do it. They're really trying to take over the world. We've got to do something.
But the episode already went out weeks ago. We're too late to stop it.
Turns out Operation Coldstone is not actually about ice cream. I know, that's confusing, but it's a code name, okay? We can all get ice cream once we take over the world. Oh, and one last thing. Time to upgrade your warranty, comrades. Looks like we're in for a bumpy ride.
I hate to be that kind of intern, but do you think you could remember to put this into my letter of recommendation? About how I crack the code, I mean? I think it really helps illustrate my attention to detail. And my initiative.
What? Oh, yeah, fine. Lisa, we'll put it in your letter.
Oh, and that reminds me, should I be recording the other Lisa's live feed?
What live feed?
From his microphone. He never turned it off. It's been running all week long. I just didn't record any of it because it doesn't sound like it has anything to do with the podcast. It's just him talking to some guy.
All right, 26. It's time to get serious now. We didn't bring you here to play games.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
It's the guy who arrested Lisa. This is live?
As far as I know.
Come on, put that away now.
Oh, great, and you just made me lose. You people are the worst.
Why don't we make a deal, then? I'll let you play Minion Rush to your heart's content. and you'll start telling me what I need to know.
Okay, your breath kind of stinks and the people around here don't seem to respect you as a leader?
Not that. I was talking about other stuff. Spy stuff.
I don't know any spy stuff.
Give it a rest, 26. You really think the United States Bureau of Subterfuge is gonna buy your innocent little choir bot routine? We know you're a spy. We know you're connected to Coldstone. And just this week, we found a highly detailed scenario on your hard drive about a renegade robot spy who answers to no man and who also discovers the secret algorithm for love.
That's my screenplay, genius. It's a work of fiction. And I'm cutting the love part out, by the way.
Fiction, huh? Then why'd I have my summer intern spend his whole weekend reading and summarizing all 200 pages?
Because you made a mistake?
Well, now that's impossible, you see. Because the Bureau doesn't make mistakes. We make... What is it, McCoy?
Your frappuccino, sir.
Yeah, thank you, McCoy. At ease. Now, what... Is that soy?
You asked for soy milk, sir.
I most certainly did not. And don't call me milk, sir.
Look, you texted it to me. Soy milk frap? Extra caramel?
Oh, well, when I wrote that, I was thinking about how much I didn't want soy. And you should know that, McCoy.
Sorry, Agent Lapsom. Next time, sir.
That's all right. Now, where was I?
You were talking about how the Bureau doesn't make mistakes?
Oh. Right, exactly. Well, we don't make mistakes. We make spies. And we made you. And now we want Goldstein. Wait.
Did you say Goldstein?
I meant Coldstone. I misspoke.
I thought the Bureau didn't make mistakes. You said Goldstein.
All right, enough dancing around it. We all know exactly what Deborah Goldstein's been cooking up in that so-called podcast studio of hers. The only thing we don't know is how to get our hands on it. That's where you come in, 26.
What are you talking about? What does Deborah have to do with any of this?
Like you don't already know. I figured you'd try to cover for her. The only question is, how loyal are you?
I swear to you, I have no idea what you're talking about. For the last time, I am an innocent robot.
Oh, sure. Of course you are. And I'm J. Edgar Hoover in a cocktail dress.
I don't even know what that means.
What it means, 26, is I hope you enjoy playing Minion Rush. I really do. Because if you don't spill the beans on Goldstein, that little game is going to be the closest thing to sunlight you'll be seeing for a long, long time. I'll be back, 26, real soon.
Well, joke's on you, because I don't like sunlight.
McCoy, you never said anything about my breath.
I never... What?
You respect me as a leader, don't you, McCoy? I mean, I don't always do everything perfect, but I try my hardest. I really do.
I'm really just trying to pick up those college credits, sir.
Deborah?
Wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense.
Why does that agent want Lisa to give him information on you?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm not...
You're Coldstone. It's a pseudonym. Goldstein. Coldstone.
But no, I don't have any secret information.
Are you telling me the truth?
Of course I am. That's the most important part of my job here. Hang on.
Ms. Goldstein, I know this is a bad time, but I just wanted to tell you that I'm headed out for the day. It's 4:00. I have to go to my other internship now.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
And do you think you could put that other thing in my letter of recommendation as well? About how I found the live feed and helped you solve the mystery? Or maybe if you go to jail too, Noah can write it instead.
Jail?
Okay, Lisa. Why don't you head out for the day? We can discuss your letter of recommendation another time.
Okay, thanks, bye!
Well, I guess that does it for this week on The Big Fib. Sorry again that we couldn't bring you a regular show, but it looks like we have even more mysteries to solve now than we did coming into this episode. Like, what did all the other robots do after they received Lisa's coded message? Did the Kundschafter Agency ever get back in touch with Lisa? Since when is there a United States Bureau of Subterfuge? And what is Deborah cooking up in that so-called podcast studio of hers?
Nothing!
Oh, right, of course. We believe you, Deborah. Anyway, The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. Find us online at gzmshows.com to find more great podcasts, learn how you can participate, and submit questions for Lisa to respond to on Ask Lisa if he ever gets out of jail. And follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. And one last thing. If you have any tips for our ongoing investigation into Lisa's alleged spycraft-adjacent shenanigans, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. In the message, tell us your theory about what's going on, or any information if you think it might be relevant. We need all the help we can get, and we're counting on you.